Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the eighth grade versus. This is the eighth grade women's game against Lifeway. We actually had a couple standouts on the seventh grade team for Elmwood. So our starting five has Maddie Henderson, seventh grader. If you listened to my broadcast last year, you would have remembered Cam Henderson. That is his little sister. Sarah Branham, another seventh grader. Macy Stubbs, Samaya Ruiz, and Aniston Foster are the starting five for the Raiders. Elmwood wins the tip, starts off quickly. Henderson stumbles. Lifeway is going to get the ball back. Lifeway quickly going to drive. Picks up the dribble, double team. Kicks it out, three-pointer, no good. Tips off their hands, rebounded by Henderson. Here comes Branham. Branham going to drive wide open, teardrop, no good, rebounded by Henderson. Henderson's shot does not fall. Already 1 minute in, Branham with a steal, wide open, nobody there. Easy fast break layup, she missed it. It is rebounded by Lifeway. Had a Lifeway Warrior come up from right behind her. Must have distracted her a little bit. Three-pointer from Lifeway, no good. Rebounded by Ruiz. Ruiz hands it off to Branham. Branham slowly jogs up the court, hands it off to Ruiz. Ruiz, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Henderson. Henderson's shots, no good. Lifeway will keep the ball. Number 13 takes it up the court for the Raiders. Little floater, no good, Warriors. Henderson with the rebound. Branham lobs the ball up court to Ruiz. Pumps the three-pointer, tried to pick up her dribble again. Double dribble, we're still scoreless 2 minutes into the game. Here come the Warriors. Branham playing aggressive defense. Isn't giving her anything. She's got nowhere to go with the ball. Tries to throw it back to her teammate. It's out of bounds. The Raiders will keep the ball. Henderson will pass it in. Branham walks it up the court. Hand off to Ruiz. Ruiz drives. Kick out to Stubbs, stolen away by the Lady Warriors. Gives it to number 0. Three-pointer, no good. Sorry, it's number 13. Branham runs up the court. Passes into Foster. Foster's layup is good. Underhand layup by Foster. First point to the game. Lifeway will slowly walk the ball up the court. Branham tried to poke it loose. Lifeway gets the ball. Branham strips the ball, grabs it away. Sarah Branham is very fast, runs all the way up the court and draws the foul. Looks like Branham will throw it in from the baseline. Mia Wharton and looks like Corey Hookfin in for Ruiz and Foster. Branham gives it to Henderson. Henderson back to Branham. Branham pumps the three, floater, no good. Rebounded by Lifeway. They're gonna slowly walk the ball up the court. 2-0 at the 3 minute mark. Three-pointer, banks it, no good. Wharton with the rebound, hands it off to Branham. Passes it, Henderson's wide open, layup is no good, but she draws the foul. Henderson will shoot two. Henderson's first shot is up and good after bouncing around. Looks like Kaylin Davidson comes in for Macy Stubbs. Henderson's second free throw, very high shot, but it falls. 4-0 Raiders at the 2-minute mark. Excuse me, 2 minutes 45 seconds. Three-pointer from number 13, no good. Rebounded by Davidson. She's running up quickly. Nice move. Gives it to Hookfin. Hookfin throws it out to Branham. Branham drives, and she draws the foul. Branham will shoot two. Kaylin Davidson has two shots. Excuse me, that's Sarah Branham. She makes the first one. Not Davidson, that would be Branham. 2:25 to play in the first quarter. Second shot, no good. Rebounded by Wharton. Hookfin for three, no good. Rebounded by Lifeway. Throws it deep, number 11, could have cut. Decides to hold on to the ball. Goes up, shot does not fall. Rebounded by number 20. Shot, no good. Rebounded by Henderson. Branham runs up quickly, lobs it to Hookfin. Corey Hookfin's threes, no good. Going to call a foul on Henderson. Foster and Kinsley Mitchell are in for Henderson and Branham. Looks like Lifeway is going to call a timeout. We will be back after the break. Welcome back. After the timeout, Elmwood has a 5-0 lead just under the 2 minute mark against the Lifeway Red Warriors. Here's number 20, going to drive on Foster, kicks it out to number 11. 11 loses the ball, gives it number 13, bobbled, got it back. Number 32 hands it off to 15. 15 wearing a knee brace, still playing. Pass is tipped, Lifeway got it back. Wharton stripped the ball, but they're going to leave it with Lifeway. Lifeway will keep possession. She's got nowhere to throw it. No one's open. Almost 5 seconds. 20 kicks out to 32. Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by 20. Shot up and good. Lifeway's first points of the night. They'll trail by three. Here comes Davidson, running point. Hands it off to Hookfin. Hookfin also very fast, very speedy Raider team. May not be the biggest, but they can move down the court very quickly. Davidson's floater is no good. A little bit of confusion there, maybe. Didn't know where to go with the ball. Ball is poked free. Lifeway will keep it, though. Knocked out of bounds by Mia Wharton. Hey, look like they're not running the play. Tosses it in. They'll be good. 20 drives. Shot is good. It's 5-4. 45 seconds to play. Mitchell drives. Floater, no good. In and out. Poked away. Lifeway will get the ball back with 40 seconds left. Foster's going to come out. Number 13 walks it up the court for Lifeway. Going to drive, couldn't get the ball. They're going to call a foul there on Mitchell. Foul on Mitchell will give the Warriors a new shot clock. Stolen away by Davidson. She's going to run down the court, do it by herself, pulls up. Little jump shot is blocked, but it looks like they got her on the hand. Kaylin Davidson will shoot two free throws. 25 seconds to play in the first quarter. First free throw, no good. She's got one more. to make this a two-point lead. It is no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Davidson pressing full. They made her pick up the ball, but they could not force the 10-second. Passes inside to number 11. 11 kind of just throws an awkward shot up there. It's rebounded by Henderson. Mitchell sprints up the court. Layup no good. Looks like she was trying to draw a foul on that shot and get to the line. No call. Lifeway will have 0.2 seconds to catch and shoot. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. 5-4, Raiders lead.
Equity Business Solutions provides bookkeeping and tax preparation services to small business in Northwest Arkansas. If you need monthly bookkeeping services, end of year cleanup, financial statement analysis, or business or personal tax preparation and planning, call the professionals from Equity Business Solutions. Call 479-372-1875. That's 479-372-1875. Or find them on the web at equitybusinesssolutionsllc.com. That's Equity Business Solutions, adding value beyond the numbers.
To begin the second quarter, the Raiders will start with the ball. It is the same five starters as, this is white ball. The Raiders will start with it. It's the same starters that began the game for the Raiders. Samaya Ruiz, Macy Stubbs, Sarah Branham, Aniston Foster, and Maddie Henderson. Lifeway struggling to get the ball in. They're going to get a travel. Elmwood leads by one at the beginning of the second quarter. Branham trying to make a move, gives to Stubbs. Stubbs drives, nice shot, just missed. Rebounded by number 20. Tosses it up to number 2. Not going to get anything out of it. Number 13 with a floater from the free throw line, no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. And my goodness, number 2 is wide open. Just missed the layup. And they're going to call a shooting foul on Henderson. Number 20 will shoot 2. And they will get a chance to take the lead here with 5 minutes left in the half. First free throw, no good. Mia Wharton is in for Maddie Henderson. She's got one more to try and tie this game up at 5. Next shot is good. 5-5. This game is tied up with 5 minutes left to play in the half. Wide open three. Macy Stubbs drills it. Macy Stubbs nails the three-pointer. That's definitely going to make a statement for later in this game. Especially this game feels like it could be very low scoring. Lots of these points are going to be off of layups and free throws. Nice shot there by Stubbs to give the Raiders a lead. This is definitely a momentum play. Stubbs is going to drive, kicks it back out to Wharton. Wide open three, Mia Wharton just off. That could have been a big momentum changer. Put the Raiders ahead by 2 possessions. Deep pass, tries to drive on Wharton. No good, rebounded by Foster. Foster hands it to Wharton. Wharton kind of dropped it to Branham. Branham, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Lifeway. Definitely a very smart shot there. When you're ahead by 3 and you got the ball, it's definitely good to take risks, try and get an even bigger lead. Nice little shot there by number 20. Can't get it to fall. Foster hands it off to Branham. Branham to Ruiz, Samaya Ruiz for 3, no good, bounces off of Foster's hands. Davidson will come in for Ruiz. Hookfin will come in for Wharton. Sorry, Hookfin comes in for Foster. Lifeway walks it up. Looks like a pretty forced pass there. Didn't look like she really wanted to. Neither of them really expected that pass. Number 13, they're going to call a foul on Sarah Branham. 3:34 to play in the half. It is 8-5 Raiders. Going to throw it in. Picked off by Branham. Looks like she did step over the line, though. Elmwood will get it back anyways. Pretty big crowd tonight. Definitely did not expect this big of a turnout for the first exhibition game. Looked like kind of an awkward three-pointer there from Davidson. Kind of a forced shot. And they're going to call a foul on Stubbs. Lifeway will shoot two. Going to try and cut this Elmwood lead down. First shot is good. Six to eight, Raiders. Second one is good. And looks like Elmo's gonna call a timeout. We'll be back after this. After the break, it'll be Elmwood ball as they lead by one. The 3 minutes before the half. Hookfin's gonna drive. Looks like, oh my goodness, Hookfin flabbergasted that she did not get that call. Looks like that the whole point of that drive was just to get a foul. Lifeway did a good job getting her hands on the ball, not running in or slapping Hookfin at all. Hookfin takes it herself. This time she's gonna get the call. Corey will shoot two. 2:54 to play in the half. Corey has a chance to put the Raiders ahead by three again. First shot, bounces around, in and out, no good. Corey's got one more. Lifeway student section is loud. No good, looks like she hit the front of the net. I was about to say that was absolutely splashed, but no. That looked very clean, but unfortunately she did hit the front of the net. Branham very aggressively guarding the Lifeway three-pointer. No good, rebounded by Branham. 2:38 to play in this half. In a back and forth game, Corey Hookfin is just gonna pull up and shoot a three, no good. Puts her hands on her head. Looks like she did not like that shot. Davidson guarding number 11 very aggressively. They're gonna call a foul. Looks like they're gonna give that one to Hookfin. Number 20 will shoot two. .220 to play in the half. Elmwood with a 1 point lead. First free throw, no good. Foster and Smith in for Hookfin and Davidson. Second free throw is no good, in and out. Foster rebounds it and hands it to Branham. This Elmwood team playing very quickly, not letting Lifeway get a break. Kinsley Smith's three is no good. That's what I think Coach Logan and Coach Riggles are going to want to see throughout the season. They're going to want to just play very aggressively, make the other team always be on their toes, never give them a break or anything. And that's going to be the fifth team foul. Mitchell charged with a foul. Two free throws for number 11. She's got two. First one's no good. 2:02 to play in the half. She's got one more. Branham comes out. Ruiz is in. Second free throw is good. It's a tie ball game. Stubbs will take point now. Gets the screen. He's going to drive. Try to get it under Foster. Foster grabs it. They're going to call a jump ball. Elmwood will retain possession. But the possession arrow will flip towards Lifeway. Stubbs will pass it in. Gives it to Mitchell. Mitchell's contested shot falls. Elmwood's got a two-point lead. They're going to try and keep that lead going into half. Floater from number 14, no good. Rebounded by number 20. There's another foul on number 22. Aniston Foster charged with the foul. Two shots. First one is no good. Number 20 has been their good shooter. Has made the majority of her free throws tonight. She's also one of, she and number 11 have been some of the only ones who've been to the line. Second free throw is no good. Elmwood will retain possession. Here comes Stubbs, slowly jogging up the court. Picks the ball up a little bit too early. Here's Ruiz. Ruiz back out to Stubbs. Macy Stubbs, three-pointers, no good. Mitchell's out of there with the rebound. Here's Wharton, lost the ball. Lifeway's going to take it away. Tries to toss it up in transition. Macy Stubbs picked it off, but they're going to say she carried it. Man, that could have been a great chance for Elmwood to score. Put a couple more points up on the board, make it a two-possession game. With just over a minute to play, can't make those crucial mistakes. Lifeway will get the ball back again. Almost a backcourt violation had she taken another step back. Shot goes up, no good. Foster gets the Stubbs. 1 minute left to play here in the half. Elmwood leads by two. Stubbs, nice pass! What a pass by Macy Stubbs to Aniston Foster. Stubbs went in, faked with her left, had a nice little bounce pass inside to Foster. Foster made the layup. Point shot is no good by Lifeway. Ruiz sprinting down the court, gets to Wharton. Mia Wharton's three, no good. Rebounded by Foster, shot no good. Got her own rebound, then she'll get the foul. 12-8, Elmwood leads, and Aniston Foster's going to have a chance to put this game, get a good lead for the Raiders to go into the half. First shot, no good. She's got one more. Second shot from Foster is up and good. It is a five-point game with 28 seconds to play in the half. Lifeway hauls it down court quickly. High pass, almost picked off. They're going to go throw it out of bounds. Lifeway will get it back. 18 seconds left. A little bit of confusion there. Stubbs went to go throw it in. But it is Lifeway ball picked off by Mitchell. She gives it to Stubbs. Stubbs hustles down court. 10 seconds. Macy Stubbs shot is no good. They're going to call a jump ball. Stubbs and Foster end up on the floor. Lifeway will get it back with 9 seconds. They got to move quickly. They'll count down from five. Shot is good. Elmwood's got to go quickly. That's going to be the end of the first half. Elmwood will hold a three-point lead going into halftime.
Equity Business Solutions provides bookkeeping and tax preparation services to small business in Northwest Arkansas. If you need monthly bookkeeping services, end of year cleanup, financial statement analysis, or business or personal tax preparation and planning, call the professionals from Equity Business Solutions. Call 479-372-1875. That's 479-372-1875. Or find them on the web at equitybusinesssolutionsllc.com. That's Equity Business Solutions, adding value beyond the numbers.
Welcome back from halftime. Elmwood leads 13-10 to begin the third quarter. Of course, they're going to remain with their starters, Henderson, Branham, Ruiz, Foster, and Stubbs. Elmwood has been working very quickly, just haven't been able to get too many shots off. I feel like if they can get some more shots, just like that, Macy Stubbs drills her second three of the game. If they can get some more shots off, they're definitely going to be able, eventually they're going to fall. A little bit of fight in Lifeway now. They are trailing by three. And just saw a screen kind of knock Stubbs over there. And stripped away. Nice job there by Sarah Branham. It's going to bounce off of Stubbs' knee, though. Go out of bounds. Lifeway will get the ball back. Number 15 will pass it in right in front of the Lifeway bench. About to get five. Couldn't get there. The 20 pulls up. Jump shot, no good. Lifeway with the rebound. Three-pointer is no good. Just missed. Ruiz going to hustle down the court. She's going to go all the way. Layup, no good. Rebounded by Lifeway. They're going to try and do the same thing themselves. Layup, no good, but she drew the foul. They're going to call the foul on Henderson. Maddie Henderson charged with the shooting foul. Number 11 will shoot two. She and number 20 have been getting to the line quite a bit today. Definitely have accounted for quite a few of the Red Warriors' points. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Foster. Foster gives to Stubbs. Here's Stubbs. Gonna drive. Kick out to Ruiz. Ruiz can't get anybody to bite. Stubbs is gonna drill another three. Macy Stubbs is on fire. She's made three of her four three-pointers. Stubbs knocked over again. Same person that set that screen earlier. They're going to call a foul. They're going to call that on Branham. Macy Stubbs has made three of her four three-pointers. They're going to bring in Davidson for Branham. If I'm Coach Riggles right now, I say my game plan, get the ball to Stubbs in space. She has been drilling her three-pointers. Lifeway makes the layup there. Stubbs is going to take it up at point. Definitely try and find her open or hit Foster or Henderson down in the paint. Ruiz tried to hit the three. No good. Stripped away by Ruiz, but Lifeway will keep the ball. Lifeway will throw it up. 19-13 at the 4-minute mark of the third quarter. Lifeway slowly walks the ball up. Davidson defending her aggressively. Oh my goodness. Could probably hear that slap from the outside of the gym. Davidson got her right on the forearm. Number 13 will shoot two free throws. Corey Hookfin about to come in. First free throw is just off the mark. Just a little bit too weak. Ruiz is going to come out. Number 13's got one more, just under the 4-minute mark. That one is good. Lifeway cuts the lead down to 5. Stubbs will jog it up the court. She's going to drive all the way is Macy Stubbs. No good. Number 11 is going to quickly run it up for Lifeway. Picks the ball up. Three-pointer from number 14, just short. Henderson's just going to let it roll out of bounds. Emma will get the ball back. 3:32 to play. Mia Wharton's going to come in for Aston. Stubbs crosses the logo. Ooh, got Henderson open on a cut. Did not get the pass to her, though. Hookman's going to drive once again. Looks like Corey Hookman is mostly driving to draw the foul. She's kind of selling the foul a little bit, but Lifeway's doing a good job keeping their hands up, not hitting her arms, and just stealing the ball away. Maddie Henderson and one! Maddie Henderson cut into the paint on the throw-in. Got the ball immediately, drew the foul, and got the bucket to fall. She'll shoot one. Elmwood has a 7-point lead. Free throw. No good. It's like Lifeway jumped into the lane too early. Henderson will shoot again. This one, no good. Lifeway trapped in a corner, passes number 11. Elmwood with full press. Now they're outmanned. Number 11 drives. Good job. Mia Wharton helps down in the paint. Lets the team have enough time to gather back up. Ball is stolen away by Lifeway again. Shot no good. Rebounded by Lifeway. Tipped out of bounds. The Raiders will get it back. Couple subs in for Lifeway. Stubbs will take it up again. Stubbs across the midcourt line. Got that ball poked away, but it looked like a pass right to Wharton. Ball is on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. And Lifeway will get it back. Lifeway is down 7, 2:45 to play in the third quarter. Three-pointer from Lifeway. Oh, just off. Davidson's going to hurry up the court. Oh, hit Henderson. Oh, my. Maddie Henderson was open. Davidson tried to take it herself. Davidson pops her in the mouth. Didn't get the call until later, though. Davidson has been playing very aggressive defense all day long. Looks like Corey Hookman is going to come out. Kinsley Mitchell is in. Number 14 passes the ball in for Lifeway right in front of us. Number 20, handoff to 14. Drive, floater, no good, but they're going to call the foul on Wharton. She'll shoot two. Two minutes to play in the third quarter. Elmwood has a 7-point lead. That shot is no good. Here comes the second shot. That one is good. Net didn't even move on that one. That one's nice. Stubbs hands it off to Mitchell. Mitchell takes it the other way, drives Kinsley Mitchell with a little bit of misdirection. Threw Lifeway off guard. No one was covering the right side of the floor. Nice move by that number 20 there. Shot, though, is no good. Rebounded by Henderson. Henderson to Stubbs. Stubbs once again slowly trotting the ball up the court on the right side. Three-pointer, Macy Stubbs. Keep letting her shoot. Oh, my goodness. 4 for 5 is Macy Stubbs beyond the arc. Macy Stubbs is drilling threes. That ball tipped away is going to go out of bounds off of Lifeway. Lifeway is going to call a timeout, and all the momentum is shifted towards the Raiders. It is 26-15. We'll be back after this. Welcome back. Elmwood has a solid lead over the Lifeway Lady Warriors. They also have the ball right now. Sarah Branham jogging the ball up the court. Branham kicks it way out to Wharton. Nice save there by Mia Wharton. That ball nearly went out. Kinsley Mitchell drives through traffic, nearly made it. Maddie Henderson, great job by Maddie. Even though Mitchell's layup was no good, Henderson got it, put it back up, and gave Elmwood a 13-point lead. Deep three from Lifeway, nearly got it, but the putback shot is good. Lifeway with a strong attack as well. Here comes Branham. Ooh, nice pump there by Mitchell. Little floater, no good though. Lifeway's got 30 seconds, and they're down 11. Lobs it inside to number 20. Good job by Maddie Henderson forcing the ball out. Lifeway gets it back. Floater no good. Rebounded by Henderson. Henderson hands it off to Branham. They've got 15 seconds. Still plenty of time. Wharton in the paint. Makes some space. Gives it out to Branham. Branham Henderson. Henderson's going to drive. Layup is good. Oh, my goodness. Maddie Henderson and Macy Stubbs accounting for most of this team's points. Heading into the fourth quarter, Elmwood leads 30-17. Very dominant lead here for the Raiders.
Equity Business Solutions provides bookkeeping and tax preparation services to small business in Northwest Arkansas. If you need monthly bookkeeping services, end of year cleanup, financial statement analysis, or business or personal tax preparation and planning, call the professionals from Equity Business Solutions. Call 479-372-1875. That's 479-372-1875. Or find them on the web at equitybusinesssolutionsllc.com. That's Equity Business Solutions, adding value beyond the numbers.
Welcome back. Elmwood with a pretty good lead, so they're not going with their starters. They still have a couple starters in, but they're not going with their normal five to begin the fourth quarter. Maddie Henderson, Sarah Branham still in. Macy Stubbs also still in, but they are also going to put Mia Wharton and Kinsley Mitchell in, who have not played as much as normal. Maddie Henderson's three goes off the top of the backboard. I mean, it was on target. It was just a little bit too strong. Lifeway now has the ball. Number 11 right in front of her bench. Passes it to number 13. Branham playing pretty loose defense, and that's probably why that three-pointer just got drilled. Deep three from number 13. Absolutely destroyed. Macy Stubbs. Oh, my goodness gracious. Holy cow. Macy Stubbs cannot miss. She's made five threes tonight. Big reason why Elmwood is up by 13 right now. Macy Stubbs, Maddie Henderson, big contributions in today's game. Lifeway's got to get the ball in. They do. Three-pointer just missed it. Elmwood will get the ball back. Branham, deep pass. Here's Mitchell. Mitchell throws it all the way across the court to Wharton. Wharton, nice drive. Easy layup. No one was there. Mia Wharton with an easy layup. Stolen away by Mitchell. She's got a fast break. Easy layup. No reason. Oh, she barely missed it. Henderson with a rebound. And there's going to be a jump ball. Looks like Lifeway is going to get it back. Lifeway will get it back. Foster and Hookfin back into the game. Wharton and looks like Mitchell will sit down. 4:25 to play in the game. Easy layup from number 11. Missed it. Got it back, though. She has to kick it out, and that's going to be a backcourt. Elmwood will get the ball back. 35-20. Elmwood established this lead early in the third quarter, and they have just held onto it throughout the entirety of the rest of the game. Corey Hookfin's drive this time does come up and end with a foul. Seems that she's mostly just been driving for fouls, hasn't really got a call all game. This one she finally does get a call for. First free throw is no good. She's got one more to make it a 16-point Raider lead. It is good. Number 13 seems to be the stud of the Lifeway roster. Deep three from the logo, and she nailed it! From the logo, number 13 drills a three. It's 23-36. Lifeway might be back in this game. They just got a steal. Stripped away by Foster. Foster drives and gets the foul. What we thought was going to be a momentum shifter for the Warriors. Foster completely ended it. She'll shoot two. Man, that deep three, that could have been a big-time momentum shifter for Lifeway. And then they got the ball back, but Foster knocked it loose and drew the foul. She misses her first free throw. The second one is good. 37-23. Number 11 doesn't know where to go with the ball. She's got to get rid of it. Number 20 puts it up easy, very softly. Probably should have been a little bit harder. She just missed it. Coach Logan yelling at the girls to slow down. Corey Hookfin ran down the court very well. Nice job, Aniston Foster, with the putback. 3 minutes to play, and Elmwood has established a pretty good lead over the Lady Warriors. Another deep three from number 13. This one's no good. Rebounded by Henderson. Here's Hookfin. All the way. Hookfin with an underhanded layup. No good. Rebounded by Foster. They're going to call a jump ball. Elmwood will have it back. Wharton is in for Maddie Henderson. Most likely just going to be a curtain call there. There's Wharton. They're going to call another jump ball. I don't know if that was a jump ball or just a pure block. Well, the ref's call is their call, so the Lady Warriors will have it back with just under 3 minutes to play. They're down 16. Layup, no good. Rebounded by Foster. And they're going to call. Looks like a foul on number 14 of the Lady Warriors. Here comes Branham. Walking it up the court. Across the eye. Branham drives. Layup, no good. She did draw the foul. Branham will shoot two. First free throw from Branham is good. Lots of subs coming in. That's going to be a curtain call for the rest. Alexa Johnson, Reed Valoria, Brindley Werdeman, and Reese Nelson in for the Raiders. Looks like Carly Davidson is going to come in for the shooter, Sarah Branham. She did make her first free throw, and she'll make this one as well. Davidson will come in for Branham, and that will be it for the Elmwood starters. 2 minutes to play. It's 41-23. Layup no good. Rebounded by Johnson. Tosses it over to Valoria. Valoria, hand off to Nelson. Nelson draws the blocking foul. Lifeway is going to put in a... Nope, never mind. Because Elmwood is in the bonus, Nelson will shoot two. That first one is good. Never mind, Lifeway will put a sub in. Nelson's got one more. 42-23 with 2 minutes left. Second one is off the edge of the rim, rebounded by Johnson. Johnson to Davidson. Davidson drives, got it stripped loose. Valoria gets the ball back to the Raiders. Here's Werdeman. She's going to drive, and she draws the foul. Brindley Werdeman will shoot two. Sorry, that was poked out of bounds. They will not shoot. Here's Nelson, gives back to Davidson. Three-pointer, Carly Davidson bricked it. Davidson, very aggressive looking for that ball. Little jumper, ooh, in and out. Unfortunate there. Nelson gives to Davidson. With 1:30 to play in the game. They're going to call a walk on Reese Nelson. My ball. 1:24 to play in the game. Tosses it over. Three-pointer. Ooh, in and out. Unfortunate, the last two. They're going to call a jump ball. Elmwood's going to get it back. But the possession arrow will flip to Lifeway. Here comes Valoria. Hands it off to Davidson. Davidson gonna drive, floater no good. Rebounded by Lifeway. Less than a minute to play, Elmwood leads 42-23. Davidson nearly poked that one loose. Layup is no good. Davidson's hands go straight up. Sure did not think that was a foul. She'll shoot two. 41 seconds to play in the game. That one bouncing out. No good. Make sure to tune in to the 8th grade Elmwood boys game versus the 8th grade Lifeway boys game. Definitely also could be a good game. Free throw is good. 42-24. Gloria will walk the ball up the court. She drives off of her foot. Nice save. Reese Nelson's three is off the mark. Gloria poked it loose. Couldn't get it back, though. Davidson doing a great job making the Warriors have to pick the ball up, but they definitely could get a couple more dribbles in. Nice shot by Johnson. Good defense there. They're going to call a jump ball. It'll be Lifeway ball, but there is only 15 seconds left in the game. 42-24. Brindley Werdeman takes the ball away, tosses it up to Valoria. Gloria is going to drive, gives it to Davidson. Davidson with a buzzer beater. Oh my goodness, she made the buzzer beater. She made the buzzer beater to win the game by 20. The Elmwood Lady Raiders will win 44-24. Make sure to listen to the 8th grade boys game.
Have a good night.
Equity Business Solutions provides bookkeeping and tax preparation services to small business in Northwest Arkansas. If you need monthly bookkeeping services, end of year cleanup, financial statement analysis, or business or personal tax preparation and planning, call the professionals from Equity Business Solutions. Call 479-372-1875. That's 479-372-1875, or find them on the web at equitybusinesssolutionsllc.com. That's Equity Business Solutions, adding value beyond the numbers.